King told lots of stories and shared remembrances of his famous father at the sold-out event that included participants of Wichita's 1958 Dockham Drugstore sit-in on the front row. The Atlanta native was 10 years old when Martin Luther King Jr. was killed. King noted this year marks the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, where his father delivered his I Have a Dream speech.
And, you know, Dad was not a dreamer. He was a doer. The dream that he shared, which actually parts of it have reverberated throughout our world, because if you look at most of the movements that have occurred since 1963 and even 68, many of them got their orientation from the modern civil rights movement, the example of what my dad and his team did.
King says his father wasn't the only one. There were many.
There were civil rights workers in this community, all over this nation. I mean, this state, significant as it relates to education. Brown decision, 1954, stating that to segregate a child on the basis of race was unconstitutional, and that we should desegregate with all deliberate speed. You know, it's interesting because our school systems are becoming resegregated.
Yeah, that's right.
King says some assume that the dream had been realized with the election of an African-American president. He says he understands the monumental significance of that achievement, but he says that did not mean the promised land had been achieved. King says his parents wanted to eradicate what his father called the triple E's, evil of poverty, of racism, and the evil of militarism and violence. Reflecting on his recent trip to Tennessee, King says, "We've made strides in racism, but we're not there yet."
Why do I say that? Because just a week before I arrived in Memphis on a Friday, the Ku Klux Klan was marching in downtown Memphis, Tennessee in 2013. So we still have not overcome as it relates to race. Thank God we've made great strides, though.
King encouraged prayers for the victims and their families of the Boston Marathon bombings and the importance of bringing those responsible to justice.
I mean, it was a cowardice act. But, you know, as we look at violence, we can't even get legislation through Congress about some type of guns being more regulated because we think that's against our Second Amendment rights. I mean, I don't know why any human being needs an assault weapon, period.
King told the audience, "Americans at heart are really wonderful because every time there's a crisis," he says, "people help."
Whether it was the tsunami or every time there's a hurricane or an earthquake, Americans at their best, we're going to respond because we want to make a difference. We want to help. We certainly can't live in crisis. But can you imagine what kind of society we would have if we acted more like we act during crisis?
King says the modern civil rights movement opened the door for people to have rights and privileges, and we've become more open, but still segregated in some regard.
And so the president put a proposal on the table, and now it's going throughout our nation on the issue of gay marriage. And some of us in our society want to restrict people's rights. And you may say, well, that's not for me. That's your decision. But I don't think we should be deciding the fate of others. People should be able to love who they want to love.
And King says we have to learn how to forgive. He mentioned James Earl Ray, the man convicted of the 1968 assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. King says he did not believe that Ray murdered his dad.
We have the documentation. He did not kill my father. That's a story for another day.
King says 2013 will continue to be a significant year in the history of our nation and our planet.
In August, when people come to Washington from around the world, and they may say, well, where are we in relationship to that dream of Martin Luther King's? And I probably will have to say that we're still making progress, but we're not there yet. But we have to continue to roll up our sleeves so that we will become a better America, so that we will become a better world.
King also participated in a forum the next day with a multicultural panel that discussed the importance of furthering civil rights in Wichita. The panel will meet again Saturday, May 4th at University Friends Church at noon. The public is invited. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.